QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Gather on your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
All right, we on?
Yeah, we're man, on,
we're
on.
Swearing on or not? Ed doesn't like swearing. You're anti-swearing on podcasts, mate. What's wrong with
because
you?
Because it gives you the explicit E and it makes it harder for people to find.
Really?
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, yeah.
So it's Wednesday, isn't it?
I got the magic. You know what the worst film ever made is?
Oh, what?
Picture Perfect. No.
What's that about
perfect.
Again?
Pitch Perfect. Oh, no. And then Pitch Perfect 2 is even worse.
My family will fight you.
The man.
My daughters will come for you if you
good.
Say that.
Because there should be, what would happen?
We've grown up on Pitch Perfect.
Got the magic in
we listen to that song.
Bang, really? Bang.
They do a hodgepodge, or what is
horrible.
It, a mashup or something, where they play all these different songs.
Yeah.
These,
and it's a butchering, I call
matcha,
it.
A mashup.
A mass butchering.
I'll tell you who's funny and no tell one. You who's for free. That Adam guy, Adam Devine.
Adam Devine, yeah, it's where he got his start.
He's pretty cute, actually, isn't he?
No. You're thinking of him.
No,
I don't think
you're thinking of the lead singer of Maroon. Yeah, Maroon 5, who's also not cute because he did that.
Right, but you know
I know
what?
He's a bad man.
But you know what? Cute is subjective. So
wait,
for me to say
Adam
that
Devine
Adam Devine's not cute is poor because people would say that about me, and it would be hurtful fair to me.
Fair enough.
You know, and why do I do something that I don't want done unto me?
No, he's kind of cute, isn't he?
He is cute. You're right.
That protein bar was good.
Yeah, that looked really good.
It's
what
Body
what
Science.
Brand was it? Oh, I look
high protein, low carb, cookies and cream, 60 grams served, 2.7 carbs, 6.2 fiber, and stevia. Stevia.
So, yeah. We're still reeling from yesterday's Arj Barker, Trish, baby mama,
yeah,
who got kicked out of comedy show interview where it ended up being Arj v. Erin, because Erin, you cracked it at Arj, rightly so. Rightly so.
Yeah.
So.
I just said my piece.
Anything else you want to say here about it?
Not really. Look, I'm very relaxed about it. I couldn't, like, I just don't think it's a big deal. I think I feel like he was rude. I called him out about being rude.
And
he was rude. Yeah, he was rude.
And it was the second time he'd done it.
Exactly. And because it was the second time I went, nah, not today. Not today.
You know what? He's rude to me a lot.
Yeah.
I just let it fly. I let it ride. But now.
So many people have slid into my DMs about other encounters as well. Just.
Well, you know what? I talk to him a lot. And I've always let his little barbs just go because I thought, you know.
Well, it's easier, right? It's easier.
But now it's clap back.
This is so fun.
On behalf
this is
of you, you've got to stand up, Husey, so other comedians that he's mean to know that they have a voice as well. You've got to inspire them.
I clapped back once. Arj was doing it. He was hosting a gig and he wanted me to come onto the gig for free. Fair enough.
Free?
I did the gig.
Was he getting paid?
Well, someone was. The money was coming in. Anyway, I did the gig for free. And as I'm walking out of the venue, Arj is on stage, and I'd done very well, and Arj is on stage mocking me as I'm walking out of the venue.
Hang on.
Yeah.
As you've done a gig for free for him,
and
the last thing you hear in a tiny basement that he's organised that you've done for free, and he's advertised that you're there, no doubt?
No, he had no. I don't think he'd advertised
either way,
this,
it's a massive bonus for people.
Yeah.
And he's having a swing at you as you're leaving.
And as I'm walking up the stairs, I yell that you're a C-bomb.
Yeah, that's fair.
Really loud.
Oh, wow. That was one hell of a clap back. Clearly made a real significant impact on him.
I figured that could have been anyone saying that. So, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
This is I on
Sydney.
Sydney is the most beautiful city in the world.
It took me a while to really, like, for it to grow on me because I was a small town girl from Canberra. Now, honestly, could not imagine myself living anywhere else. It is just the essence of love and hope.
I was on a plane
what do you guys
think? I was on a plane with an old woman. I'm going to say she was old. She was certainly needed a wheelchair to get off the plane. So.
Okay.
You know what? And she wouldn't get up for me when I needed to get my seat. I'm like, are you going to get up or not?
Oh, God.
She's like, you know what she said? She's like, oh, can you just push over? And I'm like, oh, She wants a bit of me, you know what I mean? She wants big time. She wants me to touch it.
Yeah.
So my bum was right in her face.
Fantastic.
And not till at the end of the flight did I realise she needed a wheelchair. That's why she didn't get up. Thank you. Anyway,
someone
she's
else
going
had
to
an
Melbourne.
Experience like that. Who was that that had at a concert told the person to get up?
Oh, yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, that's why now when they say, and they never used to say this, they say, can you please stand for the national anthem?
If you can.
They never used to say that.
I think most people got it, though. Like, if you
I know,
can't,
but
you can't,
been,
you know.
People in wheelchairs and then people going, get up.
Mm. I reckon most people who could see the wheelchair probably weren't looking at them in the eye and saying, get up, get up.
That's true, but maybe people in the wheelchair were thinking, why aren't they giving me an out here? I don't know what people think.
Yeah.
But our eyes on Sydney.
Crown. New South Wales Independent Commission gives Crown Resorts the green light to operate Sydney Casino. It's been deemed suitable to hold a casino license.
So when are the poker machines going in?
Well, my friend, it does not say the exact opening date. All it says is that the inquiries, the commission said you're okay.
Yeah.
Wait, game on.
Will the poker machine...
With a caveat, not to go back to their naughty ways.
I think they've learned their lesson, haven't they? Everyone learns lessons in life. You move on.
Yeah.
You can't be stuck in the past.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't work for everything, that mentality, unfortunately.
If you lived in the moment, there would be no jails, would there?
No, exactly. And you could just do anything and the next day wake up and be completely fine. I'm just in the moment, officer. Sorry, I'm just living in the moment.
But then they can be in a moment too, which makes things. They can also have their own moments.
Which might be counterintuitive to your moment.
Yeah. Everyone lives in the moment.
And if they don't like your moment, then they can have their own moment.
It's such an informative segment, this.
You know what? On the subject of policing, have we got a warning for all Sydney siders? Yep. Is this something that's unusual involving motor vehicles? What have we got?
Well, double demerits in place from now until... End of Sunday. Sunday midnight.
But today's not a public holiday.
Well, it's from now until Sunday.
Friday's not a public holiday.
Well, that's...
It's double demerits.
That's so weird.
There's people will be losing their license left, right and centre because it's a Wednesday and they think they can, you know, go 6 kilometres over the speed limit.
Mate, that's revenue raising at its most significant. That is an appalling act of government overreach.
Or is it a valiant attempt to save lives? Was it somewhere in between?
Could be a healthy combination of the two.
One isn't
exclusive of the other, like as in...
Got to be careful out there, don't we? On the roads, right now, if you're driving, be careful. Stay in the moment when you're on the road.
Unless your moment is like a dream you're having about something not car related, don't stay in that moment because you need to focus.
Yes. Sure. You shouldn't be having a dream in the moment. Now, look around you. There's an accident around every corner if you're not aware.
Don't, because Dad used to do this to me. Whenever anything good happened in my life, he'd say, now watch, you're going to have a car accident now. He said, something bad is going to happen. And so I've lived 40 years on the edge of anxiety and complete fear about my whole world capitulating. And Dad was in war zones when he developed that mentality. I'm not. It's really dangerous and it's not pleasant and it's not a pleasant existence. You can never enjoy good things because you're waiting for the next horrific thing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to think about there.
Especially in the lead up to Anzac Day.
Anzac Day.
Yep, stop thinking.
Think about Anzac Day, though, to pay tribute.
Yes, in the moment. Think about the moment.
Right. That's your eye. On Sydney. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. What happened in the aftermath of the big story yesterday, Arch Barker versus Aaron Mullen? We'll give you the update.
Yeah, we are
shortly.
Front and center. Aaron's taken the pressure off that mum with a baby.
Yes.
I've got some communication with the baby mama.
I would say to anyone who thinks, about me. I would say I allowed the entire segment to finish and then said my part, which I was very entitled to do, and it's all good.
Well, let's just see what the mother of the baby thinks, because she's sent me a message
Aaron. Yeah, I was wondering about her, because she...
All right,
out
of the blue, she sent me a message. So, anyway, we'll get to that later. Okay. But, you know what I really enjoy, apart from these 3 hours that we do on air, is our podcast extra bit that we do every morning, which you can hear on the listener app.
It's correct. Loose.
Yeah, there you go. Loose. Loose on listener. L-A-S-T-N-R. Mm-hmm.
We go to places where we might not go in the broadcast. So definitely give that a listen. Put that, subscribe to it. Can you subscribe?
Correct. Of course yeah.
you can. Is that right?
It feels like a safe space. Like it's we say more than like we're quite aware we're on the radio. We're still pretty open book, but on the podcast, it's more open.
Can you subscribe so it gets to your email every day? Is that possible?
It
or
goes
not?
To your phone. Yeah.
Does it go to your phone?
Yeah. You don't need an email. You just get to your phone.
Yeah. Right.
You don't get a letter.
Thumbs up from producers.
Post office.
So Stacey from Penrith is all over it, and she's got a question for Erin Mullen because of yesterday's podcast.
Take it away, Stacey.
Morning,
what's your question, Stacey?
So yes, I love the podcast. I was listening to the segment of Erin. And the bowel what? Issue.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wondering, have you emptied your bowels? Have you been able to go yet?
So before we get to the answer, and we're all hanging on the answer of that, so this is this is from yesterday or from the other day, yeah?
Yes.
This is from the podcast. You hadn't, can I use the word defecated, for months? Or for a month?
No, like a month. But I'd had three things to remove everything, and then, but I hadn't been of my own volition.
So Erin, everyone is listening, so you have not.
No, this is off. This is I said it on, and Stacey, I really appreciate your care. Thank so you, thank you, beautiful girl. But the reason I did it on the podcast is because, like, you can't come back from this in terms of people finding me attractive.
I think y'all find you more attractive to think that you don't do that. And I'd like to think that no women do that. They don't do it.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. So I'm sure Stacey's never done it. So, Stacey, you've never done that, have you, Stacey?
Never. Let's just say never for a long time.
Are you on a farm, Stacey? Was that a rooster?
Was a rooster.
It was the rooster.
That's why you live in Penrith. You got some space, haven't you?
Yes. So, Stacey, thank you. I'm now. So, I had three colonics, and she said it might take a while to rebuild back up your supply, and I guess it's built back up. It's happened.
How long was it?
In fact, Stacey, no, this must have been Friday morning because it was Friday morning we spoke about it. Mm. And then I was hoping, because I get very anxious on, you know, ratings days. I'm happy to share. And I usually have lots of movements, but I didn't get anxious this time for other reasons. So I was upset because I needed that anxiety to bring it on the first
one.
When
did it happen?
It happened that afternoon before Sky.
On Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Yep. All right. For someone who didn't really want to talk about it, she got really specific, didn't she, then?
What show was on Sky?
At Sky?
Who's now?
Were you at Sky?
That'll get you going.
Were you at Sky?
Yeah. Oh, God, stop it.
So you're an away girl. Yeah, you're not a home player.
It was only small.
He's away. First one in 6 weeks and she does it away. That's incredible
situation. Get out of there, Andrew Bolt.
Oh, my God. Imagine coming in after that.
I've got to go somewhere.
Yeah, Andrew Bolt's coming in going, oh, God, I've seen a lot of horrors in my life, but nothing compares to what went on in there.
Stop it.
This reminds me of ScoMo.
Stop it. And let's not put this on the podcast, please, or send it to me.
Too late.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid have gotten serious.
Jennifer Lopez in tears over hubby Ben Affleck.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, in other news containing equally as big celebrities, Orlando Bloom has done a podcast and opened up on his relationship with Katy Perry. Now, have a listen. He's said prior to these comments that it's a deeply loving, committed relationship. They've been together for 8 years, but he's got to get better at something.
I'm constantly learning to let go because anything that I try to hold on to, whether it's good or bad, doesn't serve me.
Mm.
Not in a relationship, and it doesn't really serve either of us.
Mm.
And that's really hard.
Mm.
Keep letting go.
Yeah, that's wise from Orlando.
Because the next part of that, and keep letting her go. So he says to keep letting go and to keep letting her go, which is very interesting.
He's also got to let his career go. He hasn't really worked. Like, has he? I don't know. What's he up to?
He hasn't done much.
Stand by.
And then he watches her on what show she's on, American Idol, isn't
no,
she?
No, I think she's on that.
Could have been. So he has to let her go to America. Where do they live?
I don't know if it's, I think it's, you're very literally translating. I think he might just mean like trying maybe less control.
Or let go of the fact that she's poor at packing a dishwasher or something.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Like those little things that don't matter.
Yeah. No, good on you.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Good on you. Kim Kardashian, she also revealed something. Wow, amazing. Have a listen.
You apparently or lived on the same block as Madonna.
Yeah, she was my next door neighbor when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
So did you know?
I was her dog walker.
You were?
Yeah. Courtney and I would walk her dog after school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in exchange for her jewelry.
Sorry, Kim, was that the same time your father was getting OJ off?
Probably.
Follow-up question?
Well, it was their first shot of fame, wasn't it?
Well, that was it. That's how they got known. So didn't follow that without that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, weird.
She's got to go, man. It's over. Sorry.
It's not
You never had anything to say, and now it's even less.
Well, we're talking about her.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you are.
Yeah, that's true.
And finally, gentlemen, Anne Hathaway has revealed that in her audition, and we figured out it's the Princess Diaries. They don't say that. She doesn't say this, but she basically was asked to kiss 10 different guys when she got to this audition, and she was told, we have 10 guys coming. You're already cast. Aren't you excited to make out with all of them? And she thought, is there something wrong with me? Because she wasn't excited. She thought it sounded gross.
It was a chemistry test.
That's exactly what they're calling it, a chemistry test.
Oh, right,
test.
To find the prince.
It's 17.
Yes. Weird.
That's just weird gross. Sorry, that is gross. The thought of that is just feral. Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're a 17-year-old lad and you got told you're going to kiss 10 beautiful women.
Yeah, but not in the room with 14 filming
techs. Yeah, exactly.
I know, you'd still be into it.
Yeah, I would actually be into it now.
Right into
this
it.
This is the greatest turnaround. Every single topic, you both have done a complete 360.
We're willing to let things go. We're like Orlando. Up next, actually, jump on our socials at Husey, Ed and Aaron. He's waving him in our face.
I've made a fashion choice, and I think I'm going to stay with it. I'd like people to get involved with this, you know?
Actually, you know what? Let's do a blind phone poll as well. So 13, 10, 60 lines are open. A blind phone poll where you get to judge Husey, which is
Let's
always
give some prizes away. What do we got?
What are you doing, baby? That's what I'm doing.
What have we got?
We've school got great prizes. Stuff?
Yes. We must have school holiday prizes. Do we?
What I've got is too many sheets. 13, 10, 60 lines are open.
We've got brilliant prizes. We will find them, but they are brilliant.
I've got rippers here.
They're in that draw, Ed. Third draw down.
No, it's a yes or no. Just get involved.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
I've made a fashion decision. It's taken me a long time to get to this point, but I'm here now and I want to stay here, but I need to know what people think. My son is a big Croc guy. The Crocs. Aaron, you know Crocs?
I do. I've never owned a pair, but
because with Crocs, green comes in every color. One jump. Who's left
standing? It's Crocs, the hot American woman talking about Crocs. Well, anyway, he had white Crocs and he'd always wear them to basketball. And that's just what he did. My wife wanted to wash them. She put them in the dishwasher. And apparently the Crocs shrunk a little bit.
Yeah, the heat.
And they shrunk from his size, because he's got his size 14.
Whoa.
And they shrunk down to a 12, I think, which is my size. And I tried the Crocs on and I enjoyed the Crocs. And I'm now wearing Crocs.
To work.
To work. This is my first day wearing Crocs to work. I did read the other day that surgeons like to wear Crocs in surgery. And I thought if it's good enough for a surgeon going in to do some surgery, it's good enough for me coming in here to the radio studio.
I just feel like the reasoning behind theirs is probably like because, you know, you can wipe off blood and stuff. I'm just wondering what your excuse would be.
Well, my excuse is they're comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We need three callers here. I know we've had a lot of callers. $100 on the board, all right?
Red,
so let's get three callers.
$100 Red Rooster voucher. Straight to the phones. Danny from Mascot, how do you feel about a man wearing Crocs, especially to work?
No way.
Thank you.
No it's way. Wrong, definitely not. Rubber shoes, you've got to forget it. Forget it.
Yeah. They're ugly.
Yeah, but
they are ugly.
So you've never worn Crocs in your entire life, Danny?
Never, ever. I used
to be like you, and I tell you, you can change your tune. I'm disappointed by her response. I was her, though, and I'm now not her.
I've never tried them. I've never even tried them on, so I don't even know. I might have to try, but I've got big feet.
You so look like a Crocs person.
Oh, that's an insult.
Honestly, with wet hair coming in.
Wow.
Maybe a dressing gown. Yeah.
Bit of wind.
That is disgusting.
Like a thick...
toweling.
Toweling dressing gown.
Oh, terry toweling, yeah.
Wet hair.
Is it slightly open or fully drawn?
No, it's shut up.
Is it a jar?
And you're smoking as well.
Oh, big time.
Oh, hot. Smoking hot.
Yeah. At the front of a hospital.
Definitely. Not even affiliated. Vanessa from Maroubra. Crocs.
Hang on, no. Well, I want to build some tension
Brock,
here.
Oh, yes, Brock. Yes. We've spoken to Brock before. Brock, how do you feel about Crocs?
100%. You can't knock them till you try them.
Yeah, thank you, Brock.
Wait, what? Why does it say broke next to you?
No,
are you broke?
It's a misspelling of Brock and his partner and your six-month-old.
Broke.
What do you all have in common?
I was going to say you need a loan. Yeah.
A lot of people with Crocs have got money now.
Yeah, no, I know.
Did your whole family wear Crocs, Brock?
Yep, the whole family, even my six-month-old son's got a little pair.
Oh, that's cute.
That is super cute.
Right.
In the pusher with his Crocs just dangling.
My daughter is almost two. She's got a unicorn pair that she likes.
Oh, wow.
But she is two.
Yeah. So
Vanessa,
that's 50-50.
Vanessa from Maroubra, the deciding vote. Crocs on a grown man at work. How do you feel about it?
No way. Although I'm a health worker and all clinical staff wear Crocs.
Yeah.
All clinical staff. All these people who are saving lives have got Crocs on, but you are anti them, even though you're in that industry yourself. What about if I combine them with socks, which I have today, Crocs and socks?
I doubt it.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. That's no, I like it.
I'm doing it.
69%.
What, 69% say what?
Not hot, mate.
Not hot.
Ain't hot, bruh.
What are you going to do?
Take those Crocs off.
I just want to be hot.
I get some high heels.
I get it, man. I've spent a life pursuing that. It's hard.
131060 lines are open. Let's get you our $10,000 with AlphaBucks. 131060 lines are open.
What do all those callers win now?
$100 Red Rooster voucher.
Oh, that's what? Next level.
Red Rooster voucher.
That's what you get. 131060, let's get you 10 grand with AlphaBucks. And what happened? Aaron Mullen versus Arch Barker versus a woman with a baby. It was number one story on news.com. All of the fallout.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's mental load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Yeah, this is something that's been brought to our attention, the attention of the men.
Well, it was kicked off essentially, Husey, because you offered to do the shopping thinking that you were helping. And then asked your wife to do the list. And every woman knows, she might as well just do it all herself. Like, if we're going to have to mentally, like, every single thing in the house, for the most part, not trying to be sexist, et cetera, but women just hold so much of the mental load themselves. And if husbands are helping, it's because she's organized it.
Yeah, it's tough for the men as well because my wife's starting to withhold information.
Like, that's great.
You should know.
Oh, that's tough.
But I don't know. I've told you 100 times. Well, I can't remember.
And then
you've
got to text your
times.
Kids and ask them to try and find out and tell you. It's exhausting. But let's meet another couple, Ed, who are
Sarah,
in a similar situation.
Thank you. Sarah from Janelli, how long have you been with your partner?
I've been with him 20 years.
Okay, and what percentage of the mental load would you say you're carrying for your family?
At least 80% for sure.
Oh, wow. With 80%, you must be a stay-at-home mum, Sarah, whose sole job it is to care for the family.
I work part-time.
Yeah, right. Of course you do. Of course. Yes. As an executive assistant. Mm-hmm.
I've got three girls.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I've got, she says.
Yeah,
no, they have.
Noted that.
As well.
I noted that. Peter, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Are you ready to be quizzed so we can see whether or not your wife, Sarah, is correct?
Happy to.
Can I just ask one question before the quiz, Peter? Over the years, when your daughters have been given birthday presents, do they just generally thank their mother or do they thank you as well?
I normally get thanked as well, yeah.
Oh, that's more than I get. It's just they just thank their mother.
Yeah, they get it.
I'm just sitting there going, was I not involved in that?
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't. That's the whole point.
You're in Adelaide doing a corporate, some mowing people.
Or literally, I just get up for $20 cash on stage. Like, it actually probably would hurt them less if you're doing big paid corporates. True.
You're right. You're at a football club for $50.
Yeah, it's still available too. Give us a call.
James Graham.
Absolutely. Check me out.
So, okay.
I'll meet the market.
Okay.
Well, ready
footy
to clubs, go?
Hang on. Just quickly there. He said something there. If you're a footy club, and he's just said that he'll come out and do stand up for $50 cash, and you don't even have to have James Graham. That's
amazing.
And you
don't even have to probably pay him that $50 cash.
No, I definitely want
the
money.
He wants the 50.
No, let's get back to these two. Sarah, 80% of the load. All
okay,
right?
Let's go. We're going to test now whether Sarah is correct and Peter knows nothing. Peter, are you ready?
Yep.
Question one. What is Chloe's teacher's name?
That's a good question.
Because we met her recently at the interview.
Pass?
Zero? It is not Mrs. Pass. Miss Luckman.
Oh, there you go.
Question two. What is the location of Jess's netball games?
Ballangara.
Yeah, that was right. Well done.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, how do you know that?
I got that one wrong, really.
Question three.
Recently, you're right, yep.
Yeah.
What time does Chloe's school finish on Fridays?
3 p.m.
Well done.
Definitely. He's actually done really well.
He has. Okay, let's do one more, the final decider. How do you spell your daughter Chloe's name?
Oh, I know that one. C-H-L-O-E.
Well, the only reason I ask you is because apparently you have previously misspelt it on a fitness ID card as C-H-L-O-Y-E.
The problem there, Erin, was that my boss's name was spelt that way.
Well, no, I have no judgment. My father used to have to look up our names and birth dates on his laptop, so I get it, man.
Your boss's name is spelled C-H-L-O-Y-E for Chloe.
That's right. Yes. Yep. So I used to get that wrong occasionally on the odd birthday card or something.
Birthday card?
Yeah.
You're good.
Drastic.
Misspelling your own child's name on her own birthday card.
Yeah.
Hey, Susie, you can't talk, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Good. Let's hit back.
I do know how to spell my own children's names. I'll tell you.
True.
Big time.
Well done, legends.
I tell you what, we got lunch. That's you, Sarah. You've got lunch. Hotel Centennial, hosted by one Erin Mullen. A beautiful lunch at Merivale's Hotel Centennial. Planning your next event. Merivale has over 80 event spaces across Sydney for every budget and occasion. Visit merivale.com to find out more. This is just for the mumps. Take the load off. Hang out with Erin Mullen. Yeah. And have a great time. Have 100 champagnes at 9 a.m.
By the way, though, if you want to come, you don't necessarily need to just be Sarah who's come on air. 13:10:60 if you want to come and let your load loose on me at lunch.
Yeah, this is for women mainly, though. So,
it's a different group.
No,
I'm sorry. That was a different lunch. Sorry. I'm getting so
saying
confused.
If you're a mother...
Yes.
No, we're not saying that.
If
we are saying
it. Woman,
if
you identify as a woman who has a big load, come to lunch.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Erin's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM. Secret.
Right. It's todayfm.com.au. If you've got a secret, one secret's going to win $10,000. Hundreds of secrets. No one has ever been revealed. Your secret, your anonymity is safe with us. Fake name, fake voice. Sarah, welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney. What is your secret?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
My secret is my husband, 13 years ago, went on a buck with his best mate, and the buck ended up sleeping with a sex worker.
Yeah. So, and your husband came home and told you this 13 years ago, did he?
He didn't. He had to tell me because a large amount of cash had come out of our, so I noticed a really large withdrawal from our bank account. So I questioned him and I was going ballistic.
Ooh. Can I spanner in the works? Are you sure it was for the buck?
I have questioned this every single day of my life. He reassured me and he has the guiltiest conscience in the world. Because we were actually going to get married that year, and I said to him, we won't get married unless you tell the truth.
All right. This is all anonymous. We don't know who you are. No one's going to know who you are. How much money was it?
$1,000.
What?
$1,000. So two lots of thousand, like 500.
Two lots of 500?
I don't know what the going rate is.
No, I tell you, that's two people. Two lots of 500 is two people. That's not one person. That's two payments. That's a payment. That's two people at that establishment. Two.
So I'm going to say that's. He told me that it was for drinks and shouting, and then the second one was for the sex work.
So they were both for $500 flat, were they?
$500. Well, that's what came out throughout the night. So 1,000 had gone out throughout the night.
All right. Yeah. I would. Your husband's an idiot, by the way. To put that on a credit card is just crazy. So maybe.
So withdraw it from withdrawing it and transferring it.
So he withdrew it from an ATM?
So he transferred it from our savings and then he told me he withdrew it.
Right. So he transferred from your savings and then withdrew $1,000 over the evening.
Yes. Yeah, so all right. Said
all right. So maybe your husband didn't sleep with a sex worker.
He.
No, I know. I know that you don't want him to have, and he probably didn't. So let's not just keep that out of our mind. So you went to the wedding. You went to the wedding.
I went to the wedding. So this is his best mate that he has grown up with his whole life. So family friends. They went camping together when they were little. Like they did everything together.
Are they still together? This couple.
What's that?
Are the couple the buck who was with the. At the brothel, is he still with the person he married back then?
They're married. So she was from overseas. So long story short, he and my husband were inseparable. He met me, didn't like me straight away. I tried everything to make him like me. He was the one that told me I took his best mate away. So he went overseas and traveled and met a lovely young lady and got her pregnant.
Beautiful.
Just so you're aware, 170 per hour to 350 per hour is what they say the services cost. So
that's
a reputable. Yeah, yeah.
But it hasn't gone up in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Which is good 14, news.
13 years ago.
So, yeah, God, 14, 15 years ago, it'd probably be like 100 for full service.
No, it wasn't. No, honestly.
No one is questioning the value. Sarah.
Thanks for sharing.
So are you now friends with the lady who got pregnant overseas and married the bloke? Are you friends with her?
She was pregnant. So he got her pregnant overseas and he came over. She came over. She got introduced to the family and to his friends. He doesn't know I know, but I felt so sorry for her because she's this foreign girl in Australia and not many friends. So I kind of befriended her, but it got harder as I got closer to her.
Yeah, right. This bloke who was with the hooker on his bucks party doesn't like you.
No.
Yeah. And is he still friends with your husband?
Yes.
It's a tough one.
It's a toughie, isn't it?
I know I've got one up like forever, but I knew if I was to ever say anything, I'd be ruining a long family friendship and a girl that's come overseas.
Yeah.
That's a toughie.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for telling us your secret. If you've got a secret, todayfm.com.au, $10,000. Imagine how many hours that could get you. And your secret is safe with us.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Talking at bucks parties and now, though, because of the secret that was revealed, that money that was found was taken off that credit card. Now, our bucks party, and when I say my bucks party and all my friends, I had a misstep afterwards. So we're next day, me and my wife were sitting, my wife-to-be, sitting at a cafe, and I was reading her text messages from my friends, and the text messages were all saying that the bucks party was the night of their life.
Oh.
And it was like, she's like, stop reading those messages. What happened that was the night of your life?
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Nothing happened.
Well, obviously something happened.
Yeah, but nothing happened
What did you do? Did you have strippers?
We spent 12 hours at a strip club. It's a long time.
Oh, my. See, I know. Really?
No, actually.
Doesn't it wear off the novelty? Like, wouldn't you just kind of, they all look the same after a while, don't they? Like, boobs, Like a boob's a boob, a boob, you know, like it's just
exactly.
A boob.
That's what I said. It was just mates catching up, and we happened to be at a strip club.
Didn't even look, turned around, had your backs to it. We had our backs to them.
Put some clothes on. We're just having a chat. It's what went on.
Sounds fun.
So, anyway, that was ridiculous.
Yes, beautiful.
Charlie from Penrith. Your husband's bucks party. Whoa, what happened?
Yeah, it was my husband's bucks party. So he's actually a teacher, and there were quite a few of his co-workers at this bucks party. So they're having a great time. The stripper comes out. She's doing her thing. She got right into it. She was about half naked, I've been told, before they realized that she was actually one of their co-workers.
Another teacher.
Oh, my God.
Incredible story.
So that was pretty awkward for everyone. And a few of them, she was obviously mortified, and she couldn't even really go anywhere because they were on a property and she had come to them. So there was a lot of consoling and a lot of, you know, we'll keep your secret.
Yeah.
But a few of them, I think two of them actually still work with her, and apparently it's just not spoken about and no eye contact is made.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to speak about that night. But, I mean, the teachers do not get paid enough. We know that.
No, that's
dream
true.
Come true, isn't it?
They've got to do other things often to try to pay for the mortgage.
I think that's the whole point of not paying teachers enough. It's to force some of them into this kind of life.
I'm all for it.
Next time there's a push to heighten wages, we're a solid no here at Husey at Nairn.
Sure I am.
No, but what? Talk to
someone else. Anita from Bass Hill. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, Anita from Bass Hill. What happened? Is this your ex-husband's bucks party?
You're there, Anita. We don't have Anita?
Anita.
No, she's gone.
Okay, we'll come back.
We need a voice
pretty full-on story.
For this next
it looks
guys.
Like a full-on story.
Anita, are you there?
Or do you want to go with Alex? Do we have Anita?
We'll come back. So... I love the voice decoder.
Do we have an Alex?
Do we have Alex with the voice decoder? Okay,
we got Alex.
Oh, hey, Alex, are you a woman or a man?
I'm a man.
Oh, you are a man. Okay, that's sweet.
Right,
Alex is allowed to be a man if he wants to be.
But I thought it was
right,
Alex,
what is your
girl?
Story? It's a secret, so obviously what is your story?
I've been to at least three bucks parties where the stripper has slept with a buck.
What?
Yeah. Three bucks parties. That did not happen at my bucks party, by the way. So,
but is that like, I'm so confused by this, Alex. So it's like you just accept that as normal and everyone moves on?
I don't think everyone thinks it's normal, but some people want to do it. I think it's more of a challenge for the stripper to see if they can do it. But,
do they get paid for the sleeping bit?
No.
The
extras?
No.
What?
Yeah, right. So the strippers just do it for...
Wow.
Fun.
How do you book them? Is there a asterisk?
No, you don't book them.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I missed the point.
it's not a
shocking
how-to.
Story. So then you're at the wedding, Alex, and you know what that buck has done. He's up there and you're there. You know his secret.
That's exactly right. What happens at buck's party stays there.
Okay, so do you tell your partner about it? Are you at then does she, if I'm assuming it's a she, have to keep that secret?
I don't tell her, obviously.
No,
she might slip up one day and tell one of their partners and stuff, so it's just better if it stays between the boys.
Oh, Alex is not telling anyone.
Sorry, but
that's the bro code. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, well, hang on. Don't, Alex.
You say that with a straight face?
I am saying it with a straight face.
You don't think it's a disgrace, do
you? That's going to lead to problems. Those relationships will break up. Are all those marriages broken up, Alex, or not?
No, they're all still together.
God, you now we're encouraged. Now we're saying this is a good thing. Keep the spark alive.
We are not saying that.
Can we come back with Anita?
Apparently, we have to take Anita because it's juicy.
Yeah. You're not going to want to miss Anita. Apparently, she was on mute before. So we're going to come back with Anita's story.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Hello, Anita from Bass Hill. What happened? Is it on your now ex-husband's bucks night?
Or friend's bucks, wasn't it?
Friend's bucks, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was a friend's bucks night, and he'd rung me to pick him up at a certain time. So I went to pick him up and couldn't find him. Found him around the corner having sex with the stripper. Friend's bucks night.
Yeah. So you found him on the street? Was it like he was like in the
alleyway? No, it was at a house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were there at the appointed time to pick him up. You've walked into the house, couldn't find him, went looking for him, and then he's down in some sort of storeroom with the stripper.
So what did you do, Anita? Like, what?
I actually punched him in the face, broke his nose. And
while he was with the stripper or afterwards, or was it like?
Yeah, he was still trying to finish off what he was started. Which then he tripped over his pants because he still had them around his ankles.
Has it taken you a long time to be able to laugh, Anita?
It did take me a long time too, because that's not what I thought would happen. But
no, most people wouldn't expect
you to express yourself straight away.
That wasn't the worst part. He went to work and told people he was in a car accident.
So was that it? Did you straight away move out, or did you give it another chance?
No. I kicked him out. Yeah. Straight away.
So proud of you. Well
done. Yeah.
Well, Anita, not to be messed with. Thank you. 7:50.
It's a hard space this to really get into. It's a hard space. Like, you know what I'm saying, boys?
Oh, I know what you're saying. So, here we go. Kids Alpha Bucks, tough segue. And then it is Erin Mullen versus Arj Barker versus a mother and a child.
And what does the mother think about what happened yesterday? So Arj Barker, who we know kicked the baby out of the gig, you know, it became world news.
Which I was actually... You know, I don't like the way he did it, maybe, if that was a bit embarrassing. But he's got every right to do that. I was actually on his side.
All right. And then Erin had a crack at him for being rude to her.
He was rude to me.
There's no doubt. He has since, he wants, we're not going to get him, anyway, he's had more to say about it. The mum's had more to say about it. We'll cover it all.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Now, yesterday, the talk of Australia was the Arj Barker situation with Erin Mullen. It started because Arj Barker kicked a baby out of his show on Saturday night. For 48 hours, that was the news cycle was all over that. We got them together, Arj and the woman, the mum of the baby he kicked out. And we were trying to get them to chat, and she was talking, and Arj wasn't really talking, was he, Erin?
No, like she kind of said her bit, and she was going to kind of keep going, I think. But as you know, like we had to go to news, we got ad breaks to go to, like you kind of got to move at a certain pace. So
It was getting dark outside.
It was getting dark.
We needed Arj to interject.
Yeah. Exactly, to come in, and what we needed was his reaction to what she just said.
We needed interaction, didn't we?
Tried to facilitate that by saying, well, Arj, what's your response to that?
This is what happened.
You offered me a refund of $25, but, you know, I'd rather... You know, give me a leave with my dignity, basically.
Well, tickets are $42 for one thing.
I got them on sale, luckily.
Okay.
I was not talking about
But Arj, what would you say to Trisha's kind of take on what happened?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I know how a conversation works. I would say...
Yeah, so that was a dig at Erin.
And look, if that had been our first interaction, I might have just let it go because really, who cares? But he'd done something very similar to me 2 or 3 weeks ago when he'd come on the show that embarrassed me a little bit and I thought was a bit unfair. And so when he did it a second time, I didn't say anything straight away because I wanted those two to chat. You know, I wasn't trying to make it about me. But I just think, you know, if that makes me hard work because I'm going to call out someone who says something on this forum to me that I found quite rude, I think I'm allowed to call out that behavior without being labeled difficult or emotional or dramatic. Like I, you know, and as you said afterwards, he apologized. I accepted it straight away. No big deal. Let's move on. Credit to him for apologizing. But if I've got, there's a lot of, I'm not making this a female male issue, but for anyone, there's a lot of young people listening to us. And if, you know, lead by example, call it out is what I'd say.
A lot of people have applauded you. A lot of radio people have applauded you because Arj's of behaviour in the past on radio interviews. Mm-hmm. And I think Arj has actually had a think overnight about his behaviour. And I think maybe he will change his behaviour in interviews going forward. So, and yeah, so well done to you. He's he rang me last night. He's very apologetic about what happened.
Yeah.
He was blaming tiredness as well, but I think deep down,
look,
you might have hit a nerve with him, and maybe he will now think about how he interacts.
Yeah, and basically, it's not a sackable offence. It wasn't, you know, highly offensive. But it was just, a bit embarrassing to kind of be mocked a little bit on air. So I just called it out, which, you know, I felt better doing. And then we all move on. Who cares? You know, if he learns a lesson, I've been called out before, and I've learned lessons, really strong lessons.
Call it out. Well done to you. The mum in question also got back to me, or she texted about what went on.
I was thinking about her just sitting there going, oh, holy hell.
Yeah, all right. So do you want to know what
I don't, because it's probably not, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone to her, how about Aaron confronting Arge? That's what I said to
her. You're such a shit stirrer.
No, I am. Yes, I absolutely am. This is her response. Give us a drum roll. The mum in question's response.
We're going to come back with it. So we're coming back with the response.
Oh, I'm dying
to know. An incredible offer. Yes. For mums. So we've got something that was said by this mum on another radio show has piqued some of Husey's interest. So we've got an incredible offer for mums.
Yeah. So are you the mum? We want to talk to the mums of kids one and under.
One and under. Do you have a child who is one and under mums? 13, 10, 60, lines are open.
Well, maybe you know a mum who has a kid one and under. We're going to look after you.
Incredible offer. 13, 10, 60, lines are open. We'll hear what the mum said to Husey.
If you breastfeed and your child's like 5, are you allowed?
Yeah, man.
If you are breastfeeding and your child's 27, you're in.
13, 10, 60, lines are open. What did the mum say back to Husey after Aaron's comments? We find out next.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Arj Barker caused a furore. Furore, is that the word?
Furore.
When he ordered a mum and baby out of his comedy gig, and almost all comedians agree that the baby has to go if the baby's making too much noise, and almost all audience members agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But he was on our radio show yesterday with the mum in question, and you, Aaron, had a crack at Arj at the end of the interview because he'd had a crack at you.
It's not like eye for an eye stuff, but I was thinking, do I say something, do I not? And then I went, no, the second time I'll say something. And I did.
It got super awkward. There's no doubt about
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. And the mum in question, the mum and baby, was left hanging on the line, basically. So I texted her afterwards to see what her situation was. And I texted her, how about Aaron confronting Arj? We're going to get her response.
Oh, no, what is it? You're building this up. It's going to be awful, isn't it?
I think her response is similar to most of the audience's response. Yes! ! She's my hero. When a hero comes along.
Yes,
yes.
Bless. So, no, look, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but, in terms of kind of Order of Australia, Australian of the Year. I mean,
they've done a study waiting staff who snap back at rude customers are happier. Mm-hmm.
Can I just...
If someone's rude to you, snap back straight away and you are happier.
Just a quick, not to make this emotional, but Dad used to say to me all the time when I remember my first TV station, this guy was not... Different story to Arj, but just was really awful to me in front of about 5 people. And I went home that day and said to Dad, like, I was really upset by it and embarrassed by it. And he said, you go back in tomorrow and in front of every single person that he humiliated you in front of, you make sure they're all around and you say to him, you call him out and you say, don't you ever speak to me like that again. Blah. And I've always remembered, Dad's always said, if whoever the audience is, if someone wants to do that, you do it back in front of that exact same audience and you reclaim your strength and your... Whatever the hell it might be.
Problem with that, though, on the internet.
Yeah, it's
you're going to be real busy.
So true, isn't it?
I know this. I'm replying to a lot of comments.
Full-time job. So, how about this? What about when that mum was on another radio station? Because this all sort of came
into... She did
into
another radio station, eh?
Just a couple. It came into our orbit because she said this on
We booked two comedy shows. One was Husey at the very beginning. And Hughie was absolutely amazing. He heard her. She Googled him. He showed too. She was having a bit of a giggle. And he did a skit about her and the his own kids. Yeah. And he moved on with his show like a true professional.
Look, I had no idea that the same mother had gone to me and Arge's show. I did not know that.
Sorry.
And, yeah, the fact is that she did. I do remember that night. And okay. But her baby did quieten down, so we were able to get through the show.
Okay.
But you know what? We want to make an offer to the mums of Sydney.
Well, Abigail's one of those from Killarney Heights. Abigail, how old is your son?
He's 8 months old.
Okay, that counts. Yeah.
And so it's hard to take him anywhere, isn't it? Like any sort of public performance situation.
Absolutely. It's really hard. I mean, just after he was born, I actually wanted to go to the movies and see the Napoleon film, but I couldn't bring myself to do it because I was far too worried that he'd start crying in the middle of the cinema and ruin it for everyone else.
All right. Well, there we go. That's one. Yeah.
Okay. But also, you've got to, I would still go to the cinema because not that many people are going to cinemas at the moment. So you're often the only person in the cinema.
That's very true. You can have your own private session.
But there's also special sittings at the cinema called Mums and Bubs.
Yeah. So
you wouldn't dream of going to a comedy gig, though, would you, thinking that your child would interrupt the act? Is that right, Abigail?
No, I think I would want to go, but I think ultimately I'd put it into the too hard basket and stay home feeling sad instead.
It doesn't have to be too hard.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
I'm saying that we are going to have a comedy show for mums with their bubs.
You're kidding.
The Mums and Bubs show.
Wait, are you saying specifically you want every woman in their child on boob in your audience?
Well, I want the kids. You can bottle feed if you like. We're not going to exclude bottle feeders. Some people can't breastfeed. And that's fair enough.
Don't start that. Right, so,
but we are. Wow. We're going to put on a show.
Yay! A Mums and Bubs comedy show.
Alice from Emu Plains, what do you say to that?
That's awesome. It's a great idea to get mums out and give us something to do.
Exactly.
Have you had an outing? How old's your bubba?
She's 4 months old.
Have you had any outings, social situations where you've taken her and it's been a little bit sort of traumatic because she's kicked off?
I have done the movies and I was prepared to leave if she did kick off, but she did great and slept through most of it.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Who we want.
Okay.
We want
sleepers. Good sleepers. All right. We are going to have tickets. It's happening.
Can I ask one question to clarify? Yes. Mums allowed to come and drop their babies off at your show, then go see Arj?
No, we're going to do it in the morning. So Arj is probably not performing at night.
Can Arj be on the bill? Can Arj open?
No, I will definitely try to get Arj on the bill. I mean,
that's a great idea.
He's really famous.
I probably wouldn't put that on the ticket.
He's got really famous.
The Hughie, Ed and Erin podcast.
The most important public holiday we have, in my opinion. Erin, what is tomorrow?
Yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. It's Anzac Day tomorrow. So I think, and I've thought this forever, but it's the most important day in the calendar in this country. And someone else who might agree with that is Heston Russell. He is you introduce yourself, Heston. Welcome.
Hey, g'day, Erin. I think I just introduced myself simply as a veteran and really looking forward to Anzac Day as well.
You wrote a great piece that I read yesterday for, I'm not sure of the publication actually, but it was just a really powerful piece about why it matters to acknowledge what our veterans have done.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we continuously get Anzac Day wrong in Australia. I mean, it's been overtaken as simply a public holiday for some, a chance to go to the pub and play two up and all the corporate world taking over. But for me, it's an incredible time when we get to reflect and respect the time when Australia was less than 5 million people and nearly 500,000 young men between the ages of 14 and 40 went away to fight for something they believed in. And at the same time, their families and friends back at home in a time of, you know, conservative Australia took up jobs, worked in factories, did things that broke the social norm and brought our country together with a higher purpose that was service and helping others.
Yeah, really well said. And you continue to serve now in the capacity. You've got a profile now, and that profile probably came about in a way that you wished hadn't have happened. But now you've got that profile. And I talk about a defamation case against the ABC that you won very, very well. So congratulations to you. But talk to me about your service. You've been, most people, we pay tribute, but most people would not put their life on the line, go overseas and be willing to lose their life for this country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm fortunate to be a fifth generation direct veteran. You know, my grandfather was in Korea and Vietnam, and my dad served as well, and back before then to World War One. And I think service for me has always been about, you know, fighting for what you believe in, understanding your values and what you're willing to die on a hill for. And for us, that was our mates, and that was the mission that our country said that we needed to go and do. And that took me to East Timor for peacekeeping, 4 deployments to Afghanistan. I finished my time in Iraq helping a whole bunch of countries fight against ISIS. And it was the most beautiful, self-actualized flow state period of my life. And
along with everyone with you, mate, put your life on a daily basis. So you had years where each day could have been your last because you were in a country where people were looking to kill you.
Yeah, and Hughie, the crazy part for me, well, not the crazy part, but the most insightful part for me is that I was completely at comfort with that. You know, I didn't want to die, but I just knew that I wasn't going to because of the mission and the team and the training that we put in beforehand. And it was actually the most beautiful part of my life. And this is actually the struggle for many veterans who have deployed, is like life is so simple and pure and authentic and accountable over there doing that job for real. And it's the conflict and the tribalism and the entitlement culture that we face back here that's actually the biggest issue and causes many veterans to really struggle when they transition from the military culture to the current Australian social culture.
It's a really good point you make, and you know, you must have been living under a rock if you've missed the Royal Commission that's just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago into suicide in the veteran community. It's a really serious big issue. And something that you've spoken about many, many times. It's, you know, to a lesser degree, but footballers go through this when they leave football. They've had routine, they've had structure. Then suddenly they've had these immense highs and adrenaline, and then they go out into the real world, so to speak, and it's incredibly different. Add that, you know, a whole nth degree when it comes to a veteran,
I think,
or someone.
The same thing happens to Love Island contestants.
Spot on. I mean, Aaron, I spoke with Joey Johns, Freddie Fittler, and Billy Slater on the Footy Show on Sunday, and I'll be at sidelines at the game on Thursday. And people like Gus Gould and others helped set up the Men of League Foundation, and then Ian Thorpe and others helped set up the Gold Medal Alumni, because there's going from that self-actualized, incredible flow state purpose to everyday life. Like my analogy is, I went from leading 40 guys, you know, conducting 67 missions in Afghanistan to walking my sausage dog, being the biggest responsibility for the day. It's literally so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard to slow down once you've achieved that elite level of performance. And the biggest thing I'd ask for people to do on Anzac Day who aren't veterans is take the time to speak with a veteran. Yeah, the biggest issue and stigma we face is that people hear I was in the military and special forces and think that, you know, I've got PTSD, something's wrong with me, war crimes, this, that and the other. But just let us talk and be understood, because Australian society doesn't fully yet understand what our veterans do. And until we do, we're not going to create that safe landing for when they leave the military.
Yeah, well, it's a great point.
Heston Russell, have a great Anzac Day. Thank you so much for joining us. I would strongly recommend following Heston on Instagram. He was clearly the hottest bloke at Coachella. My God, help me.
He's a man.
It's the stuff that really matters.
What's going on?
He's hard to pin down, Heston.
Can we just... You love your training, don't you? Your fitness and...
God, help me.
Sorry, you got me?
Yeah, but yeah, we're just, Ed's just
Ed's
really
jealous
excited
of your body,
by your
mate.
Instagram.
You know, Ed Cavill, he's got a great body himself.
Really interesting.
Heston, what are you doing to keep fit?
What is happening?
Well, look, I have a pretty good routine, but particularly in Coachella, I just hit this new level of happiness, and I felt it just flows through everything you say and do.
Were you dancing in your undies?
I've been drinking since December.
Oh, see, that's the worst thing you could say, Heston.
You're with me. He's with me now. He's off the grog and he's dancing sober. Is that right, Heston?
Absolutely. And it's the best thing you can do in your life.
Let's flow.
All right, thank you.
Flow sober.
QC, Ed and Aaron are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. QC, Ed and Aaron.